Here's one that happened on a plane. One day I'm flying on a particularly long flight. I don't remember where I was going from or to, but it was like a 3.5 or 4 hour flight. And I've been sitting in my seat and this flight attendant is going back and forth. And it's one of the older ones that's, you know, probably been on the job 15 or 20 years. And you could tell from looking at her that she was having a particularly rough day. There were several times when people asked for something and she would like try to be pleasant to their face, but then she would turn and walk back and kind of come in my direction and she'd be muttering under her breath and just snarling and just didn't look like she was having any fun at all. So at one point, I get up to go to the restroom. There's a little bit of a line for the restroom there. I'm standing in the back and she's shuffling things around, doing whatever it is that they do. And I think, I wonder if I could turn this woman around a little bit and get her out of this incredibly negative mental state that she's in. So there's a little bit of a bump, kind of turbulence in the airplane, kind of knocks me back and nearly knocks me into her. So I figure, well, here's my chance. So she kind of looks up a little startled. I grabbed the counter and the wall and got pretty close to her. Didn't bump into her, though. She looks up at me, a little snarling, you know, kind of. But I put this gigantic, oversized smile on my face and say, "Hi, wow, that was close." And, you know, that's a little bit of a mismatch. But actually, at that point, what I'm trying to do is break her mental state just a little bit by doing something that's a little bit shocking and out of the ordinary. So I chit-chat with her a little bit about the bumps and the turbulence and say, you know, I guess I really need to kind of go running back to my seat. Can I stay and go to the bathroom? She's like, yeah, no problem. And we talk about the crowd and we talk about how busy it is and pacing her ongoing reality. And say, I guess there's probably some days of doing this that are could be kind of tough. And I said, but really overall, this seems like it would be a really interesting career. For you, what's the best part about being a flight attendant? Now, initially, she's a little bit resistant, but I'm kind of being playful enough that she's seems to be opening up a little bit. But she just looks at me and she goes, "Honey, some days there are none." And I just started laughing. I did my little thing against that very often serves as a good pattern interrupt or just a break of somebody's mental state. And I kind of just chuckle a little bit and I said, "Well, I'm sure that's true. But that also presupposes that there are some days that are really good." And I just wait a little bit to kind of let her fill in. And she says, "You know, yeah, there are some days that are really great." And then kind of half repeats it. "Some days are really great." And as she says that, she's kind of looking off into the distance a little bit. And I don't know what she's thinking about, but it seemed like there was a pretty high likelihood that she was remembering a decent, pleasant experience. So I use that utilization. Got my sensory acuity working. I'm watching her, and I just kind of smile again, and I say, I can see there are. Now, at this point, her state is pretty much completely broken. She's looking up at me and is kind of half thinking, you know, "What are you talking about? What can you see?" But, you know, she's sort of along with me, but looking at me with this wonder. So I don't want to give her too much time to think about it. So I said, "Let me ask you this. Are there certain parts on certain days that make this job so rewarding that you would do this for free? Or maybe saying it a different way, that just being able to do it is enough of a reward on its own?" And she thinks about that for a second. And she goes, "Well, not for free, but there certainly are some rewards." And I said, "Well, tell me one of those." And she said, "Well, just recently I had this older lady that just recently had a great granddaughter. and was making her first flight, first one in her life, and she was scared to death. And she was in my section, so I was in charge of looking after her. Now, at this point, as she's telling the story, that kind of scowl, or what later became a weird sort of look with all of the little stuff that I was doing with her, started to get a very pleasant look. She wasn't quite beaming yet, but definitely all of the anger-type wrinkles had been completely removed from her face, and I want to anchor that in. So I literally, at this point, as she's telling the story, interrupted her, and I reached out, touched her on the elbow, and I said, "Wow, when you started to think about that, there was like this complete change of look on your face. What was it about that trip that had such an impact to you?" Okay, so now here's a couple of things going on all at once. Number one, I've interrupted her. Usually not a very good strategy. But in this case, what it was going to cause was confusion and something that was completely outside the norm. Second, I'm invading her personal space a little bit, touching her in a very non-sexual way, but touching her nonetheless, and begin setting an anchor in there. But then I ask her for more specifics, driving her toward the direction that I want her to go. And the strategy worked because she went right to a very specific moment. And she said, it was the smile on her face when she saw her granddaughter, the mother, obviously, of the great-granddaughter. The granddaughter met her at the gate to pick her up. And it was the fact that she told her granddaughter that I was her other granddaughter on the plane and that she could have never made this trip without me. And so now here we are sitting in the back of the plane, and you know, you've been in the back of those planes between the restroom. There's not a whole lot of space to move around out there. And I say, yeah, those are the moments, aren't they? Reach out and touch her on the elbow again, setting that trigger that, you know, if I was in a sales situation, I could turn around and fire back off. But remember, we don't want her to just stand by the pool and think about it. We want her to dive straight in. So as I'm anchoring her elbow, I also say to her, now, in that moment, what are you experiencing? And now she's getting a little bit dreamy. She says, oh, it was really wonderful. I was able to do something for her that helped make it easier for her to do something that she really wanted to do but didn't think that she could. Now, when she said that, I had a word that popped into my mind. I didn't know if it would be the same word that she would think about, but I came back to her and I said, oh, man, that is really beautiful. Help her to do something that she wanted to do but didn't think that she could. What would you call that? And I just waited for a second and watched her. And she said, well, I guess I empowered her. Now, that was the word that I was thinking. And during this time, as we've been having this little chat, I've been totally mirroring her posture and attempting to, and with some success, lead her into a more empowering state and a more fun state. And I don't know if it was due to the fact that we were in a deep level of rapport that we were thinking the same thought or not, or maybe it's just very likely that you were thinking the same thought as well. But regardless of which it was a very powerful experience for her when she started to say empowerment and I'm saying empowerment at the exact same time. And when we said that, she's just looking at me with this kind of astonished look on her face. And she blushed somewhat and sort of, we just were kind of staring at each other for a second. And for like the slightest moment there, I didn't know if she was like going to break down and cry or reach up and kiss me. It was a very, very kind of weird moment. And I wanted to anchor that in for her. So I said, what an unbelievable gift to be able to give that woman, and touched her elbow again. And I suspect that part of you is realizing that giving her that gift was really a lot more rewarding for you than it even was for her. And isn't it wonderful to realize now that you can give and receive that gift any time you want? I fired off the anchor one more time. And she looks up at me and goes, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Kobe Wan." And dove into the bathroom. So in this case, it was a little bit of a struggle because she was coming from a very negative place. So I had to break her state a couple of times and get her out of that negative frame of mind that she was sitting in. But using these same skills that we've been talking about for the last four or five discs right now, within just a matter of minutes, just out of the goodness of my heart, because I am a citizen of the world, and my job is to spread joy wherever it is that I go, I was able to take this woman who was having a crappy day. And for the rest of that day, man, she was floating up and down that aisle. And, you know, as she was standing up at the front of the line, getting that, giving everybody the bye-bye, bye-bye, see you later, thanks for flying with us, bye-bye, I got a pretty nice smile. And it was a wonderful gift to be able to give her as well.